Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've got a victim of the incredible Illinois police state, Jennifer Stahl, joining us via video Skype on the syndicated radio transmission in the next segment. I had a very profound discussion just now with Paul Joseph Watson, and if you don't get excited about the nature of consciousness and the nature of the fact that you are an eternal being with a spirit deciding what dimension you're going to reside in, that with all that is negative and destructive or with the creator, if that doesn't excite you and just get your soul resonating, then I really feel sorry for you. That's all I can say. Because with awareness of this knowledge, the universe opens up. With the keys, it's really Solomon's keys. All right, my friends, where do we begin here? I've already gone over the out-of-control police state information. I'm going to get more into that. The news of torture bases everywhere continuing, of course, the warrantless wiretapping. They'll kill you with drones of America if they want. No judge, no jury, no proof you're even a terrorist. We'll just kill you if we want. Government. I mean, just over the top. Just over the top, absolute, convicted themselves, total criminals. And the media's like, well, I guess it's good to kill whoever you want. Yeah, torture is kind of good. You know, it's liberal. It's got a peace prize. Do you got a peace prize? Hey, it looks like Michelle Obama's gaining weight. Racist! You know, I think torturing kids all the world in front of their parents is pretty bad. Oh, that's racist. And I want to turn my gun in. It's racist. So that's all coming up. It's so ridiculous. The propaganda that they've got aimed at the public is designed for people with IQs of about 80 points. But even their higher-grade propaganda they put out to the intelligentsia is for people with about an 85 IQ. I mean, it's like all in slow motion. But you realize people that are captured by it aren't even really stupid. It is ignorance. It's more than ignorance. It's a trance. It's like somebody brought up in a barn from birth who never was even told there was an outside world, never heard sounds, never was brought outside. It's the allegory of the cave. Like, you know, growing up in a 2,000-square-foot metal box under the ground, and food's just delivered down to you, and a television set talks to you. Well, that'd be a good allegory of the cave film to shoot. I bet who did that might be the winner of the $100,000. See, I just have millions of these ideas. We should redo the Plato's allegory of the cave and just show someone growing up with a television and maybe a robot in a system like, this is the universe, this is the world. You know, this is everything. You are a parakeet. But they're not really. I mean, it's just ridiculous. And then the world is just a series of more of those boxes. And I know you're listening going, you're right, you're right. You know this. I'm not telling you something that's, well, it shouldn't be profound, but it is profound. Yeah, we should play the allegory of the cave coming up later. We'll do that at the bottom of the hour. The Orson Welles rendition of it from the 70s. Remind me to do that. I'm not coughing because I have a chest issue now. I bullhorned for an hour and a half and screamed a bunch more at Piers Morgan. They're in Katy, as you know, so I have flame broiled my larynx as usual for the signature voice. You know, I haven't bullhorned or screamed in a few months. It actually has that deep voice with that weird Texas high twang over it. It's a weird voice. I talk to big voice actors and voice workers. They have a very unique voice. I'm bragging about a unique voice. It's a weird hammered out voice. It's like whatever it is. Oh, no, it sounds like a Easter Bunny on PCP. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to get serious here. I start talking about the universe, the nature of reality. It absolutely just gets me in a good mood. We shall return after this quick break. And we are going to get into the one-child policy enforcer crushes baby to death if her parents refuse to pay. Fine. That's up at InfoWars.com, and our media is defending it. What do you got to get rid of a baby?
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Valentine's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing deal. 100 stunning blooms of love plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code RADIO13. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket during Valentine's Week. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings, plus pick any delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms of love sent fresh from the fields. Guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple next week. And this incredible deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code RADIO13. That's ProFlowers.com. Secret code, Radio 13.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, officially telling us that drones will just kill us. No judge, no jury. We don't even need to be terrorists. We don't even need to be planning anything. They'll just kill us. And they're saying, well, under the new America, they don't need warrants to listen to your phone calls or read your emails. And in the new America, I've got articles, cops man random revenue enhancement checkpoints in Florida, all over the country. Texas now has them. You're on major highway side streets. You just pull up to a checkpoint. And they go, we're going to look at your license, insurance, registration. We're going to dig through your car. Sometimes the Army's out there. Sometimes the TSA's out there. Meanwhile, they're putting smart meters. And this started about 10 years ago in California. Enron had come up with the idea about 15 years ago. But after they went to jail in 2002, the plan still went ahead in California. And the original plan was to control the temperature in your house remotely. It would dial into all the new appliances that were going to come out, computers, washers, dryers, you name it, and spy on you. And we had the director of the CIA, now disgraced, come out and say, hey, we've got great new intelligence. We just use the new washers and dryers. They've got, you know, systems that spy on you. And we just hijack and decode everything off your computer, like the Google cars driving around. And even when they have wireless meter readers that on the surface sound good, yeah, now you don't have meter readers, it just wirelessly reads it. The problem is that it then reads everything else. And this is on record. And so secret arrest, torture, all this coming out. Just incredible police state news unfolding in this country. And I have seen this all over the nation. You've seen it in the news, where people will videotape police at a demonstration, or people will videotape police in their front yard, or I've seen the footage of a guy in Arkansas videotaping cops from his garage across the street while they got somebody pulled over. And they come over, they come in his garage, he says, please leave, and they go, no, we're arresting you for interfering, for videotaping from his garage down the driveway across the street at them pulling over his neighbor. And they arrest him, and the police chief says, that's good, we will. So you saw the case last year that we covered here on air. That guy's typed this in. I want to show it to TV viewers, radio listeners. Man faces life in prison for taping and filming police in Illinois. And they sent the attorney general in with a briefing telling the county, oh, we want him put in jail for life. For life, with all the charges of the times he had taped the police, because they were shutting down with zoning people his junkyard and hauling off his classic cars. You don't do that in America. You don't go and argue with them and tape them. Man faces life in jail for recording police. Yeah, there's the article. 41-year-old Illinois mechanic Michael Allison faced life in prison. And the state said, yes, we want life in prison. Now, again, that's like North Korea. But I want to show you here, if you're watching on TV, if not, just go to the Chicago Tribune. Two meter opponents arrested in Naperville, a society of violating one another. That's the weird headline. And the media is like, man, this is good. I mean, these are bad people. You've got a couple moms, the neighbor in an upscale neighborhood has them going over their fence without warrants. They're putting it on the house. They've got a group against the smart meters. They're suing them. They're in court trying to go through the process. And the cops just show up looking like guys out of Goodfellas. Just totally arrogant and are like, oh, your feet are going to be cold, because the woman had run out in the cold, to videotape it. And then they came back the next day and look at their mugshots. Look at them. These are evil people. Jennifer Stahl left and her friend Kim, I mean, absolutely devilish in America with a video camera on the sidewalk. In public, there is no perception of privacy in public. That's how the cops have cameras in their cars, cameras on their glasses. That's how you can have cameras. But Illinois and at least 13 other states on record, arrest. And they don't care how many times it gets thrown out. They sometimes find juries that will convict. And the people then get out of prison on appeal. Just like they charged this 10-year-old who had a toy water gun with brandishing a weapon, just saying, hey, let's play water gun. That's in the news. We're going to go to our guest here in just a moment, but I wanted to break this background down for the listeners that just tuned in. This is in the news today in my Second Amendment stack right here. Alexandria cop bust 10-year-old boy for bringing toy gun to school. He's on the bus with a little water gun, and he showed it to his friend, his water gun. That's almost as bad as a Hello Kitty bubble gun. Saying, let's just play with it after school. Didn't even have one, and he's been arrested. He's charged with brandishing a weapon. That's out of the Washington Examiner. Good. I think you should go to execute him. Well, I mean, North Korea wouldn't do that, but we need to be more extreme than North Korea because the state is God. Now, I'm going to play a few minutes of this clip, the audio for radio listeners, video for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. We are becoming a prison planet, and they came and arrested them for putting it on YouTube as just pure retribution, and they're charging him with interfering with police and a bunch of other stuff, that big jail sentences for politely going, hey, we're in court with you guys. You don't have a right to be going there. And just standing there, and the cops come over to them and say, you can't film us. I mean, it's just, imagine the dishonorableness, the evil of going to the upscale neighborhood. My point is, they're already attacking the poor people, bad cops are. Not all cops are bad, but Illinois, other areas, it's really getting bad. And people need to stand up and say no. Imagine going and knocking on the door. All right, come here, let's get the handcuffs on you. We're going to talk to one of those women here in just a moment. And then throwing the book at them, a fake book of a fraud of a law that doesn't even apply. Wiretapping is what the smart meter does. That's the incredible irony of this. It hooks to your house, Spiders in all the new appliances. You can't buy them. The government on records going into Goodwills and stuff in a program and saying these appliances waste energy, so we have a program to buy up and destroy all appliances. No. They're going to ban all your old cars, everything. The black boxes are going in. I got those articles. This is a total grid. We're going to go to our guests in a moment. The others, their lawyers have told them not to. I guess plea bargain, whatever, for filming in your own yard. Civil rights violation lawsuit. Official oppression. Violation of the Fourth Amendment. Just sue them. They're violently arresting you. They're violently demonizing you in the press. They're using force on you. Use the force on them. Of the courts. The people in Illinois who are good people. I got family lives up there. Should stand up. Should stand up and say, this is enough, Mafia. But the Don wants everybody's guns in Illinois. The Don wants all of Illinois to be like Chicago and totally take over. We're on the radio in Chicago. Now, let's go ahead. Let's go ahead and go to this tape, and then we'll go to our guest. But I wanted to give you some background, try to get you out of your coma out there, that this is what America has become. Here's the video.
So here's UPA installers crossing over locked fences and against consent.
By the way, this neighbor is in her yard videotaping the gods.
Properties with police.
Not allowed to be in your own yard.
They are
on the sidewalk.
Over locked fences. Laura, do you give consent to have this smart meter installed?
No, absolutely not. This is putting my child in harm's way. My child has a chronic illness, and it could affect her illness and make it worse.
How dare women stand in their own driveway and film police? Arrest them! Arrest them!
Okay, so police are now crossing locked fences.
How arrogant these guys are, man.
Consents.
Can you imagine being them? Can you imagine being
Laura,
that type of... You know.
Officer to these are on her property.
He's not protecting me. He's protecting the city. This is like a dictatorship.
It's all funny.
Officer,
you won, didn't you, cops?
What you're doing?
You got to put the women in jail. Yeah, you'll do more than that later, right? It's the time of the government
Laura,
coming, right?
You're the homeowner. Those two men that are on your property.
How can you go to sleep and have a good conscience?
Ooh, got arrested for that, for nicely speaking to their conscience.
Do you give consent for this? People,
this is North Korea.
Absolutely.
All right, that's enough. I'm going to go to our guest for another 20 minutes or so. I really appreciate Jennifer Stahl joining us. It's time for everybody in Illinois. We're on like five stations in Illinois, including Chicago. I want to see thousands of people marching. I want to see this brought out in the open. I want to see that police department sued. I want to see people out there getting back in the Chicago mafia's face that's trying to take the whole state down and say, we're not your slaves. This isn't North Korea. And they've got a group fighting the smart meters. We've got to stand with these women. Now, we are, again, joined here by one of the neighbors who was arrested, Jennifer Stahl. I just showed you the Chicago Tribune. Tell us about what happened to you. We're going to break in 2 minutes. We're going to come back and give you the floor here. What you're facing and where all this is going. Thank you for joining us.
Hi. Thanks for having me on. You want me to just to tell you what happened in my yard?
Sure. Well, you've heard my rant. Let's first talk about you and your neighbors, the group you've got, what's happening with the smart meters.
Oh, boy, where do I start? I was originally interested in the topic and thought I'm actually kind of a, you know, I'm an energy conservation type person. And I thought, oh, this will be nice. I can have more opportunity to know how I can save energy by having a smart meter on my house. And then somebody said that, you know, did you know that people are getting sick from these? So I started to research and found that there was an issue. And then other people said, look at the privacy issues and the security risk and the fact that these things are causing fires and you know, there's just the cost alone is a big issue as well. So everybody that was concerned from various perspectives all joined together and said, this is an issue and we need to take this to the city. And this our group was formulated literally exactly 2 years ago. And so we formed a group called Naperville Smart Meter Awareness. And we created a nonprofit from that. And our goal really was to educate people so that people would really understand what this meant to them before they would allow this to be on their home. And then also to advocate for everybody in Naperville to have the right to refuse. And the thing is that in Naperville, and I should set the framework for people to understand, is that the city of Naperville is a municipal, they own the utility. So we're not up against an investor-owned utility. It's literally the city. And the city of Naperville provides the power.
All right, stay there.
Yeah.
We're going to come right back and talk about Naperville with you and the whole smart meter issue. And again, if you don't know, folks, it's on record. It dials into all your appliances and spies on you. It's basically a robot attached to the side of your house, an Imperial probe droid.
Looking back on 2012, I know personally I'm thanking God that my family and I made it through the year. From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy, our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. My friends at eFoods Direct hear from customers every day that are fortunate to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. Danny from New York City wrote in following Hurricane Sandy and said, "Almost all the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and my niece. Bottom line, it's better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. Heed Common Sense's warning and do what I've done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. They have the best tasting long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask about the Alex Jones special or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get self-sufficient today. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Hey there, Frank Bates here. Have you heard about the weird device that could wipe out 280 million Americans? This is really scary stuff. Defense experts warn that this odd device poses the gravest threat we've ever known. In fact, just a few weeks ago, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich wrote an op-ed piece for the Washington Post warning about this deadly threat. I can't believe that more people aren't talking about this. It may be because the liberals and the government are trying to cover it up. That's why my friend just created a free video at WeirdDevice.com that exposes this threat and blows the doors off the conspiracy. Go watch the shocking video at WeirdDevice.com right now to discover exactly what it is, plus discover the number one way you and your family can survive this deadly attack. I'm not sure how long this video will be online, so go to WeirdDevice.com before it's gone forever. Again, that's WeirdDevice.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
All right, Jennifer Stahl's with us till about 40 after that. I'm going to blitz through news ahead of another special report we're going to be doing and your phone calls in the third hour here. Now, I was just talking to Melissa Melton, one of our reporters, about when she was going to UT, the university, and how they had smart meters in there that would actually go voof and make noise and change when you walked in the dorm. And here's NBC News. Just type in smart meter spy. San Francisco Chronicle. It's not just us saying this. Smart electricity meters can be used to spy on private homes. They even know when you're sleeping, when you're away, and what film you're watching on TV. Did you hear that? And then the cops come and stick them on your house, and they are a high-tech robot stuck on the side of your house that's Imperial Probe Droid grabbing everything that's going on. I mean, this is so diabolical. And it's admitted. I talk about this 10 years ago because it was in MIT Magazine and stuff. Oh, yeah, right, sure. They're gonna. And now they're just going, we don't care. It's not just something that digitally meters that can then wire back to something. It's a giant spy grid that they make you pay for in the price. That's another way to. I'm going to shut up. I got our guest. She's with us this segment and the next. Let's go back to Jennifer Stahl, who was arrested in America for filming the police, which is not illegal. But finish up with the smart meters, and then let's get to now, I guess, your upcoming trial with your accomplice. I guess just being with you while there was videotaping going on is now a serious crime. Go ahead.
Well, we our organization was informing everybody in the city, and many people have brought things to the city council because they are essentially the executive board over our electric utility, city-owned municipal utility. So Naperville is an island amongst so many other major utilities, investor-owned utilities like ComEd. And the city decided, the city council was given an opportunity and said, oh, you know, hey, look, we can get $11 million from the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act. And they did a money grab, took $11 million because it's free money, of course.
The federal government pays to put these spy devices on your house. This is an NSA spy device. Go ahead.
So our city has very reliable electric power, which is why we were challenging, you know, from a financial perspective alone, why is it that you're doing this? And it doesn't make sense to spend this much money on the benefits that you say are really not that great. So we really challenged that a lot. It's supposedly a $22 million project. They did a money grab and took these funds. So we challenged the city. Many people contacted them, spoke in front of city council meetings for a couple years, really, honestly, and challenged them to say, you need to understand the ramifications. You know, you think this is a good thing. You think you're just going to eliminate meter readers, but it's not. It's actually at the cost. You're robbing from Peter to pay Paul is what I've consistently said. The health, the privacy, security, you know, how many security analysts are you going to keep on hand to protect our grid from getting shut down from a terrorist when terrorists are working 24/7 around the world?
Yeah, working at Cyber Command, yeah. Now, expanding on this, they say it's to lower prices for you. It's well known they use these to gouge people everywhere.
Yes, we've seen that and we've heard reports, and then you see it's a stepping stone as an opportunity for them to go to time of use pricing as a standard and not as an option, which the city has made everything as optional, demand response, where you can give them control if you opt for them to do that over your air conditioner or your pool heater or something like that. Those are all optional programs, which they've, you know, when people started squawking at them and saying this is a problem, they, oh, well, it's all going to be optional. And I said, well, if everything's optional, then why aren't you making the meter optional? This was meant to be an opt-in program from the Energy Policy Act of 2005 that the federal government enacted. It's right on our website. It shows very, very plainly and clearly in a paragraph that says, smart meters and time of use pricing or automated metering infrastructure, AMI, it's another word that they're getting away from calling the smart meters because people are catching on. If you look right in the very plain English that the Energy Policy Act of 2005 states, utilities are supposed to offer it, make it available upon request for an opt-in program. We really have urged the city to take a step back and make it an opt-in program because everything is optional. You're wasting $22 million on something that really isn't going to be taken advantage of. They estimated all sorts of things. I'm getting off track with the financials, but so the city proceeded and they said, no, we're right. There's nothing wrong with them. They're not a health risk. They're proven to be safe, which, of course, is completely false. There's no proof anywhere on a study that shows that the smart meters are safe from a health perspective or a safety, even for that matter. They're not UL listed. They're not.
All right. Stay there, ma'am. And again, we have an extremist on. I want to apologize to all listeners. A woman with her next door neighbor dared video police from the sidewalk without a warrant installing a giant spy device. This is, I'm sorry, Kim Jong-il is very upset from his grave in North Korea that a woman would dare stand up to men in uniform. This is a thought criminal. We'll come back with the extremists. Stay with us. She's very frightening. Oh, my gosh.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, it will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic. No negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
There's an old saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me, can't get fooled again.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Yeah, smart meters are a scam at every level. And we don't oppose them because we're anti-technology. It's like a gun is technology, a car is technology, a computer is. It's that it's loaded up with Trojan horses you've got to pay for. It's designed where they can double, triple charge you. That's what Ken Lay and Enron designed it for. And it's a giant boondoggle where the government gives billions. And we're talking about in her small town, you know, tens of millions. Was it 20 million? To pay to put things on that if they were really a tiny little wireless system that just read it, might cost a couple hundred dollars, be encased, and then it goes back to the wireless thing, and then you don't have meter readers. But the point is, then that gets rid of the human element, it gets rid of jobs, it overall doesn't even save you money. But instead, it's these big, giant units slapped on there, depending on the unit, that dial in. Have you gone and tried to buy a coffee maker, a TV, a computer, a washer, a dryer, a refrigerator, a, a, a Cuisinart. I mean, they're coming out with Michelin tires and stuff with RFID chips in them. The cans of soup, the RFID. It's all Pentagon designed, all globalist designed. They call it smart dust. So these things read it. I have articles today where they're announcing, we're going to track you with Facebook even when you don't have your phone. Our face scanners are going up everywhere. You'll buy and sell with it. This is the control grid. And our own Melissa Melton wanted to talk about what she saw at college. And again, this is old technology, and they make you pay for it. And they always say you're going to save money. And the thing is, they're high-powered transmitters, folks. They are blasting through your house, picking up all the other devices, activating them. And remember what the CIA director said. He said, your washing machine is watching you. That was Wired Magazine. It was a quote. He got up in front of the Pentagon and said, hey, the CIA spies on everybody. Type in CIA director, your washing machine is spying on you. I want to show viewers. If you're a radio listener, go look that up. This is what's happening. I want to give the floor for about 10 minutes to our guest, and then we're going to have Melissa Melton comment on it with any of her questions, one of our reporters. She's got a special report coming up tomorrow here on the syndicated radio broadcast. We've got three reports tomorrow. Jakari Jackson, David Knight, and David Ortiz are both going to be in studio tomorrow with special reports live. I'm just going to leave it at that. Now, going back to the thought criminal, Jennifer Stahl, imagine in her neighborhood they'd gone to court. They had an organization. These meters rip you off. They admit they're spying on you. Without warrants, they come and put them on. And then they videotape and politely say, you don't have my authorization to do this. So they put it on YouTube and the police come and arrest them. I mean, just imagine. She deserves life in prison or execution. I mean, that's not enough to just arrest this woman. What does she think this is, America? This is North Korea on steroids, if they have their way. It shows power-drunk madness of the system. Totally disjointed, out of control. So we've talked about the smart meters now. Talk about what happened that we don't just see on the three-minute tape, what your arrest and your accomplice's arrest was like. And now the media all being very serious. Yes, these women, I mean, just like the gentleman last year, do they deserve, I'm being sarcastic, life in prison? With a straight face, yes, yes. Life in prison. So let's talk about, do you want to confess your evil here on air?
I honestly was doing only what any normal person and anybody else in Naperville or around this country has wanted to do. Their property.
Come on, extremist, admit you're evil.
I cannot. I have been very civil and.
That's what you all say. I'm glad you went to jail, sister, and we're going to get you more in the future. You'll go to a labor camp and work for the government full time. Okay, I'm going to stop doing the absurd. This is absurd. It's Twilight Zone. You have, I'm sorry, talk about the arrest. Break it all down for us, play by play. And then what? Well, first the smart meter, then the arrest. Yeah.
We had filed a federal lawsuit in December of 2011, and we hoped that the city would take that very seriously and that they would reconsider. And they have said, instead, dug their heels in and stood their ground. And so they started to install last year, and they threatened, you know, as people were refusing, people didn't want to, but, and they were locking their gates and their fences. Hundreds of families, if not maybe thousands, maybe a couple thousand at the very least, were saying no. They told people in the papers, they said, well, we will send police escorts if people continue to refuse. So multiple times people have refused, and it finally came to a head with the last final nasty gram that we got in the mail that this is your final notice, and here is how this is the ordinances that state that we own the property, we own the meter, and we have the right to access and change the meter. So we had gotten notice from the city, and again, it was just, I don't know what's going to happen. So that fateful day of January 23rd, they were arriving and jumping people's fences. Kim, who is our board president, was home when they assaulted her house. They jumped her fence. She went outside and videotaped them installing on her house, and she told them no and told them to stop, and they cut right through her meter guard. And they just did that. So, and then she proceeded. So the video that you saw earlier of the woman with the red hair and the purple shirt was in Naperville that Kim had gone to her home to film that while the police were there escorting and authorizing them to jump the fences. And so Kim videotaped that as well. We made a connection with our local CBS station who had videotaped us and or had done a story on us about a year and a half ago. And they contacted, came out, and they were doing some interviews with us, and they saw the videos, and they were going to make their story. And at that time, I received a call from my husband that the installers had arrived at our house. So I said, you know, tell them no, and I'll be right home. And CBS, well, I invited CBS to follow. And so actually CBS is the one who caught everything that went down at my house. And Kim came along, and she also videotaped it. And to our understanding, so Kim was charged with the eavesdropping. I was charged for blocking the meter.
And I wonder if the police are going to arrest CBS News for videotaping them. I mean, why not arrest everybody?
That's the funny part of it. If you look at our website, our homepage, NapervilleSmartMeterAwareness.org, it has the CBS video in there. It's also in our latest news section. They did a 5 o'clock broadcast and a 10 o'clock broadcast. Both of them show very clearly. It's, you see the policeman and talking to me, and Kim is standing there with her little teeny camera, and it's all being videotaped by CBS. And I was like, wait, he's having her arrested on my private property where she's been welcome to videotape. And as far as we understand, that's completely legal. And so he told his police officers to arrest. This was the sergeant. So I was really astonished by all of that, and he proceeded to encourage me to. So I didn't see the rest of what had happened because I moved to my backyard, where I said that I would not permit them to access the meter, and I very calmly just said, you know, I don't approve. I've informed the city. I do not permit this on my property.
And you talked to your government owner?
I talked to the police officer that was there, and I said no, and he tried to convince me they have the right, and I said no, I don't submit to the new functions that this meter does. When I applied for electricity, or, you know, signed up for electricity, I agreed to pay for it, and I agreed for them to supply it to me, and I don't subscribe to the new functions that this meter provides, and I'm going to keep my analog meter. So they, I stood in my backyard where I have a fence, and I had it locked with a bike lock, and the sergeant waved the installers forward and said,
and you're even polite to the god man, I mean the king, the North Korean owner of us, his property, and that is what you're charged with, is obstructing the police just talking, saying, I verbally do not consent, and then they go over without the warrant and place the federal spy device on your house.
Yeah, after they cut my lock, they moved in.
They cut your lock, break your property, and then do this.
Yes, I stood in front of the meter and said I refuse the installation of the smart meter on my home. And he said, step away, you're under arrest. And I said, for what? And he said, for interfering. And I said, interfering with what? And he said, interfering with an officer. So I complied because he said I was under arrest.
Sure, sure. And that's why they want our guns so bad, so they can really bring in the North Korean style. I mean, that is their plan, the $1.6 billion bullets, the underground bases, the checkpoints. They're now running checkpoints all over the country where they just search your car without a warrant. And they just go, hey, I got a gun and a taser. Get out, I'm searching. And cops, I hope you know, they're going to take the dollar. They're going to take your pensions. They're going to destroy America. So I hope you enjoy the big power trip. Okay, because, you know, you have signed on to every tyranny the world's ever seen, and then some. I mean, this is so hardcore. Now, where is this going? The other women who were arrested don't want to come on because their lawyers have told them not to. This has been adjudicated federally and at the state level literally hundreds of times. Well, there's been thousands of cases of this, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times. In fact, I think it's more than 100 times, I just read a few months ago, in Illinois. And they just keep arresting, keep arresting, keep arresting. They will try to claim more of a case that you peacefully stood there when Supreme Court's ruled, state courts have ruled, the Indiana just court ruled, no warrant. You peacefully stood there and said, no, you can't put this on my property. They should have left and gone or presented you with an injunction, a warrant, whatever it is. No, they didn't. They didn't do that. And so it's definitely a civil rights violation. There's a lot of ways to go after this, though. You can go after them because you didn't sign on for this. You can go after them because it's on record that it's a boondoggle. You can go after them for official oppression. What type of stuff did the police say to you once you were in the car? Because sometimes I don't know the story. That's why I'm asking. They'll apologize for being agents of tyranny, but a lot of times now they're really proud of it. What happened once you got in the police car?
Nothing, actually. The transporting officer didn't say anything to me, and I had basically made small talk with the other officers that were there.
So they're as big a robot as the robot they're putting on your house.
Quite honestly, these police, and as much as people say, I said honestly they were just doing what they were told to, so I really find it very clear that somebody above them said, you're going to go ahead and do
but
this.
But you know about Nuremberg rulings and other rulings, they are still completely guilty.
It's hard for me to slam the police.
I know, but they're more guilty because they swore an oath. They are more guilty.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of oaths they've sworn. I just wanted to keep my analog meter, and I'm really disappointed that the city had used them to force it on me and to
so, where's this going now? I mean, I guess they're licking their chops trying to put you in jail.
Well, I mean, they took me in and they released me after a couple of hours, but I kind of sat around for a while. I don't know what they were doing. If they knew what they were arresting me for, I thought they would have given me
What are you planning to do with the robot now attached to your house that's spying on you?
Well, I honestly can't say what I plan to do. I'm undecided.
Will they remove it? I would go dark as a protest and have candles and make a big deal out of it.
They won't let people do that. There are people who actually told the city, they said, I want you to cut the power off and take that off my house, and they've told them no.
Yeah, you must take our... I mean, this is the new slavery. They're all dividing us around black and white and all this other garbage, while the new thing is we're going to attach robots that are on record ripping you off and frying you with electromagnetic radiation. You know, what is it, 100 times a cell phone? I saw one estimate. We're going to do this to you 24-7. It's going to know what movie you're watching. That's NBC News. And you're going to sit there and you're going to take it. And I mean, this is incredible.
Yes, it is. It's really amazing that they continue to turn their heads to the side and say, no, that's not possible, because it is. It is. It's completely possible.
Well, you know, people are starting to cut these off and smash them. They're trying to persecute people. It's just going to make it a bigger issue. We have to stop and again, people say, oh, it's just technology. The system is evil. They're using things that sound reasonable to enslave us. They're spying on us.
If it's just technology and it was so benign, it would have been proven a long time ago that there was really nothing wrong with these. If they were so great, they would just sell themselves. But when it's a Fourth Amendment right to privacy within my own home, I do not subscribe to you keeping track of when I'm home and when I'm not. And when you have a wireless system set up, who's to say that you can't just automate?
MIT admits it's admittedly a control grid. They're not even denying it. It's like, here's your robot spy that hooks into all the new stuff that's being manufactured, and the CIA director comes out and says, we're watching you, off your appliances. I mean, that's how arrogant. And yeah, we'll kill you with drones for no reason. We're setting up checkpoints, and yeah, we got machine guns. Let me tell you, the government's gone bad. And the fact that they tried to put people in jail for life in Illinois for filming police, you need to understand, they may be smiling and stuff. Now, they're dangerous, okay, because they'll do whatever they're told. I mean anything they're told. This country is in deep trouble, and if we don't stand up and say no, it's over. Melissa Melton, reporter, do you have any questions for Jennifer Stahl, who's had the courage here in the new homeland to come on our show and talk about her evil activity?
Well, actually, I just had a story I thought she might be interested in. Whenever I first moved here, I think the next thing is going to be, from smart meters, is going to be smart thermometers. Because when I first moved here, I stayed with a bunch of college students. And
the new thermostats only work, they dial into the smart meter.
Exactly. And what happens is, when I came in there, she said, this is a cool new thing. We're in this project with UT, and they put in this cool meter. And she came and showed it to me, and all you had to do was walk by it, and it would turn on, and it would tell you what the temperature was in your house today, what it was yesterday, and what it could be, and how much money you could. I mean, it was all this information coming out of it. And she's like, and I can change my temperature from far away. I can go to another town and change it if I forget to set it. And it's like, well, yeah, but who else can change it as well?
Yeah, these are all available right now. All that technology is available right now.
And it's all a way to control. They can control it later. Later down the road, they can say, oh, we don't think you need this much air conditioning this summer. We'll just control that.
On the face, looks like a really great idea. But then when you really think about the ramifications, when it's wireless, who else can get into it and can control it from that direction? And who's to say down the road, Department of Energy or somebody else says, you know, from a federal level, we're just going to throw out the Constitution and we're going to start controlling power.
No, they've already said in California it's now going to charge you more at peak times, or, quote, turn it off when need be. That's already been done.
Yes, and, yeah, I think in Arizona that's already taking place. Yeah, certain people want to wash their...
No, but see how your mind is designed as you're a reasonable person to go, that might happen someday. It's already happening.
Exactly.
It's all they are. It's incredible. Do you have any questions for her, Melissa?
I was just going to say, have you read the studies that show all of these different things, that health effects and different other things that happen to people that have these meters? Headaches, heart problems, difficulty sleeping, difficulty breathing. I mean, these are on record.
They're coming. All the new light bulbs, the reason they're mandated is they can do data over the power line. They're computers. And then it accesses your computer. All the school laptops are watching the kids at home. That's on record. I mean, we're already so deep into this, Melissa.
I mean, there's a reason those light bulbs have an FCC stamp on the outside of it. The Federal Communications Commission stamp on the outside of a
They admit they're communicating.
They're communicating.
It's designed to take your computer over. It's already on most of the new computers.
Well, a regular LED light bulb has, a couple hundred of this EMF coming out. Those new light bulbs, it's tens of thousands you're being hit with on radiation.
Oh, listen.
Tens of thousands.
Listen, it's not everybody I know. People have apologized to me. They put them in. They all get sick, and they're all like, there's a black market now for the old bulbs.
Yeah, I mean,
it's just, how did you wake up? How do people support you? How do they get involved? I think we should make a stand on this. You need to get on the offense with these creatures there in your town.
Well, our website is NapervilleSmartMeterAwareness.org, and we do have a donation page that goes to help with our advocacy and our...
And what about a march? I mean, against the Orwellian nightmare, you know, wake up Naperville. I mean, you need to go illustrate how crazy this is.
Well, honestly, Alex, we've been doing it for a couple of years, and we have we've tried and tried to reason with these people, and the council, 9 people, quite honestly, only 5 of them could actually kind of admit.
Hey, let's stay there. I want to get your final points. We'll be right back.
Attention, gardeners and patriots. Drought conditions in our nation's heartland and massive Federal Reserve debt monetizing are creating the perfect conditions for dramatically higher food prices in the months ahead. That means there has never been a better time to secure an ongoing source of nutritionally dense food for you and your family. The Survival Seed Bank contains the perfect mix of germination-tested non-hybrid seeds. You get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden that can produce an endless supply of garden-fresh food. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way. And the best part, right now, every Survival Seed Bank comes with an additional $300 in free seeds. It's the biggest seed giveaway in seed bank history. This is the original best-selling survival seed bank seen on TV nationwide. Don't miss this amazing survival seed giveaway at survivalseedbank.com. Remember, in a real economic crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. Go to survivalseedbank.com today. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Land in Buenos Aires, then a shuttle to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
In the U.S., 1 in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans. And it's perfect if you're traveling or away from home. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
They say can't be done. We've got a long way to go.
If you're watching on TV, we have a Fox 29 report of smart meters burning people's houses down. This is happening in Australia all over. These things just burst into flames all the time because they're an outside computer just jam-packed with spy tech. And you got to love how they make them look like the old-fashioned meter. And they even brag on their company sites. We make them look like the old things. People don't get upset. We have surveillance pods inside fake transformers to watch them as well. Microphones and street lights will also listen to the population. The globalists see themselves as psychologists, scientists, anthropologists. And they say this, studying us, the animals. They the Morlock, we the Eloi. And you have to understand, it's totally predatory. Totally predatory. At the highest level, where all the tech that's rolled out and approved is designed to control you. Melissa, you were talking about the new, globally putting these in, new light bulbs. Break down the numbers of how much electromagnetic radiation one of these curly cube light bulbs puts off versus the old ones.
I believe the incandescent light bulbs, it was in the 200s. The LED light bulbs was in the 300s, but the new CFLs, it was in the 26,000 range. It's very high.
And notice, yeah, so the LEDs are actually good. They're not bad, but the government's not mandating that. It's like, you will take this.
Right.
And it's so high-powered, it's filled with mercury and gas and stuff to be able to cook you like this.
Yeah, and there's a special instruction sheet on how to dispose of it because of all the mercury and stuff that's inside it. There's a step-by-step process.
But the issue is they choose it all, the fluoride in the water. You've got reports about what they're putting in the food. I mean, they know. I mean, I have an article here about, you know, an eight-year-old gives birth in Mexico, and they're asking why the new puberty for girls is like 10. It used to be 14. Because they're killing us, folks. They know what they're doing. I have the White House Science Czar's own book, Eco-Science. I have Paul Ehrlich's books. All top government advisors, they're eugenicists. So they have decoys, things that look harmless, cell phones, all of it, surveilling you, tracking you, poisoning you, the body scanners at the airport, all of it. And this sounds so wild, but it's real. Let's go to Jennifer Stahl here, finishing up. Any other points you'd like to make about this, ma'am?
What's happening here in Naperville is because, like I was saying, it's a little island. We are actually a case study. It's on the government, the whitehouse.gov. They submitted a document back when they put out American Recovery and Reinvestment Act about how the smart grid of the 21st century, and Naperville is listed in it as a case study. So we honestly are being studied. You know, it would be a perfect smart grid if they actually did get 100% of compliance, which is what the city manager is saying right now in the newspapers.
But you're an example of crushing people to see if they can get it done. Yeah, you know, that's why I'm saying you're so important. We've got to fight here.
Right, and we've worked to get a referendum, a non-binding advisory referendum on the ballot, and the city actually got involved and worked to object it, and the city electoral board, which of course is made up of the city attorney and the city manager, the city clerk, and the mayor and the senior most council member, they said that we didn't have valid signatures, so they got it.
Look, it's time to start getting aggressive with these people. You've got all sorts of lawsuits. Lawyers need to contact you. They're on your website and take action against these people. What about your friend who videotaped the news right beside her? They're allowed to videotape on the sidewalk. She's been arrested. And I guess that's going forward. Jail time now for videotaping on the sidewalk. I mean, how dare you not want a giant robot that bursts into flames attached to the side of your house?
Right. All she was doing was videotaping what was happening. She was videotaping the police officer doing, quote-unquote, his job, what he was told to do, and I don't understand how that's unlawful. So.
Well, videotaping isn't allowed in North Korea either, hon.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah.
Well, you're a wonderful lady and have a lot of courage, and just God bless you, and people are going to be contacting you. Folks are going to want to come from all over. You set a date a month from now for a big demonstration, and I'll get behind it. We'll talk to you again soon. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
God bless you. An amazing lady.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.